Fucking robot. Okay. Okay. Oh, actually, about the robot. Because I thought like it had something to do with maybe like we were just fucking poor and had some like base account or something. But then another couple podcasts I was listening to brought up the fucking robot. And I was like, oh, this is just across the board.
It's a new like Zoom feature.
It's just a new Zoom feature. Okay. And I feel slightly less poor, which is nice. But yeah, I thought that was kind of nice. I thought we were just like one of the cheaper podcasts out there, not paying for like a business account,
get a budget Zoom account.
Yeah, like and no one else was like suffering this. Yeah, then I heard the comment about it, and I was like, oh, the fucking robot. All right,
but it's not even a cool robot.
No, it's really. Really fucking basic.
Leave her alone. I think she's doing a great job. Leave her alone.
she's hitting all the cues on the card, but like I'm just
her name's Marcy, and you don't love her like I do.
I know. Our love's different.
Well, there's no love between me and her. So
she sounds like she's one step below the GPS.
One step below the GPS.
Yeah.
I would like it if it was like, I think this is something a lot of companies should do. The voices, like, obviously need to be more aggressive. Like, if it was just, like, a really angry, like, pikey, like, just, like, or, like, some crazy, like, Russian, just, like, your meeting is not recording, like, just something just really shouting. Volatile, I think would be fucking amazing. But...
Yeah, instead, it sounds like she auditioned for the GPS recording and didn't get it. Yeah. So they were like, we'll give you Zoom instead.
She didn't quite pass the Turing test.
Meeting is now recording.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
That is really good.
That was interesting.
Felt like it was slightly offensive to someone. But
it was like somebody was strangling Kermit.
Wait, actually, speaking of it,
your podcast is now recording.
Mark, is pikey offensive? Is that a slur?
So it's so interesting that you said that word because I wondered if it was Californian slang.
Oh, okay.
But you refer into like pikey as in the English slang.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pikey. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
It
would, if you used it as a like. Fuck off, you pikey. Then yeah, that would be
it's intent. It is a factor. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say fuck off before anything, it's like kind of offensive, though, right?
Yeah. True. I mean, I guess. But if that's the only thing that determines whether or not it's offensive, then I'm fine with it. Like that's the because it's like have you guys seen you see the gentleman, right?
Yes.
Oh no, not yet.
Well, there's a part where he calls him one of the guys calls him a black cunt. And like Colin Farrell's character, he's like, no, it's like you are black and you're a cunt. Like the two don't have anything to do with each other. He's like, yeah, but it sounds offensive. He's like, are you offended? I don't think he's offended. It's actually probably a term of endearment. Like it's like it depends on what you say before and what your intent behind it is.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Fuck off, you perfectly fine human being.
Ah, so rude.
I know. Well, I'm offended on a human level.
I just really want someone to tell me like, fuck off, Whitey. Like, I just feel like that would be fun.
I used to get called Whitey a lot. I got called Whitey really frequently. Yeah.
Really? Where?
Yeah. We'd working for like coffee shops up in LA and stuff like that when I was younger.
Really? I've never been called Whitey. But I've also there was
one
in
specifically in the town of, well, there was one in LA County called Bellflower, and a lot of people there called me Whitey, and it was kind of nice. I kind of liked it.
I could... Maybe it's warm and fuzzy.
Well, it felt like it was their way of warming up to me, kind of thing, you know?
I've been to Bellflower once. I was not a fan. So, yeah.
I used to volunteer at that YMCA.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good human you are.
Mm-hmm. I got an award.
What?
It was some basic shit. Like, yeah, great job, idiot.
Like, thanks for showing up. Like, the participation award. Like...
Yeah, exactly. It was actually perfect attendance. Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much. It's my job.
I showed up. I did it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start it off by one, welcoming everyone back. And then also saying goodbye.
No, I have to say it. Wow, pulling the band-aid off.
Yeah, I'm crying already.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, Mark phrased it perfectly before this. It's not, I don't, and I'm totally behind this. I don't think this is a permanent end, like, but it's going to be a hiatus for a while. Just, you know, scheduling conflicts and other things. I think it's just a time for a good break. But probably be back at some point. Maybe, I don't know. Like,
yeah, too early to tell.
Too early to tell, but I mean, I'd be down.
We had a good run.
Yeah. I feel like a hiatus is sometimes a good thing, and I feel like it's a good time to take one. And yeah.
You guys want to hear something upsetting?
Yes.
This is gonna
be more upsetting than that.
our last episode is gonna be episode number 68.
No, damn it.
We missed the elusive.
We missed it.
Well, then when we come back just for the 69, and then
we come back on 69, ready to 69.
Ready to 69. Yeah. But are you counting everything we posted? Because like when I last time I counted, I didn't count like the interlude breaks that we took. I counted only I counted those episodes.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, so then it's like 65 or 64. Yeah. We didn't take too many of those.
No. But I mean, I don't know. When we come back, we still come back on 69. Ready to 69. Yeah.
Ready to 69.
Yeah. I like that. The key factor is we have to be ready to 69.
There's got to be some sort of like horrible event involving 69.
I'm sure we can find one. Yeah. We can list everything bad that happened in every century's 69.
Well, or in 1969, maybe a bunch of bad, maybe like Son of Sam or something saying, like that. Like
we can do 1969, 1869, 1769. Mm. Like,
yeah,
we can just do the biggest hits in all the 69s.
I'm pretty sure 1969, that was the blackouts in New York and Son of Sam.
Son of Sam was 76.
It was the summer. What was there? Was summer of 69 that was like a thing.
You're thinking of
the blackouts. Oh,
it's a Bryan Adams song. Never mind.
I was just about to say, you're thinking of the Bryan Adams song.
I mean, unless the blackout caused like mass hysteria and everyone died, like a blackout's mm-hmm. just a blackout. Like, I get Bryan those Adam like periodically.
He bought his first six string in the summer of 69. Oh, he played it at the Five and Dime, and he played it till his fingers bled. And it was the summer of 69.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what are we doing with this episode? Who wants to announce? Like,
well, I think I'll take it. I'll take that. So we decided it would be kind of cool to lament this experience with some of our favorite memories. Going through the favorite parts of every episode, maybe just our favorite episodes, or the favorite parts, or the favorite moments, and just kind of riffing on what we enjoyed so much about it to kind of end it on a positive note. And also kind of leave it open to the listener as well. Even though we don't get that much feedback from the listeners, if you guys have anything you want to share with us, or like, you know, let us know about your favorite moments or anything like that. We'll probably do an Instagram post, but if you want to email us too, that would be pretty sweet. We probably should ask you beforehand, but whatever.
That's okay. Tell us after the fact.
Yeah. Tell us after. So I'm not going to start. Mark, I'll let you start with your favorite moments, but that's just kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So basically in terms of the feedback and the note that you just made, if there is any type of encore chant, we will come back.
Yeah.
You know, if there's an outpouring of feedback all of a sudden.
If everyone was just quiet this whole time because they were content with what we were doing and now is upset, then like,
it's an avalanche of feedback. Like,
yes, then no! By all means, we made a mistake.
How dare you?
Yeah. Except for the one guy who got mad at us about calling gun owners rednecks. You can fuck off.
Oh, that's actually one of my favorite moments.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
We'll
save that.
Well, look, I think so I was going to start by saying that obviously this was a couple that became a throuple when I joined. And I was, you know, always, and I think you both know, I was like eternally grateful to be asked to join what you guys had going, because I was such an avid fan of the first two seasons and the previous podcast that you guys had done. It was a really cool I really enjoyed the first two seasons, so like season three and season four, where I had the correction corner. That was a fun little safe space that I had every sort of week, where I gave 10 minutes of, it was very different to what we've done in season five, you know, where it's the three of us, which I much preferred. And I, you know, the camaraderie of actually recording together is way better and very different to just sitting, you know, by myself and recording. But what I did like about that, and my favorite episode from season three, was the Gaddafi episode. Because that episode, I thought, was the most put together that we did. It was, I think it was really well researched from everybody's angles. And you guys, I remember, like, just killing it and doing a really great job in your sections, which then, I think that was like my fifth or sixth episode, and I was riding off of the back of confidence from the Henry VIII episode, which came before. And I feel like I sort of like I nailed my section. I was really happy with it. So, and there was still a good amount of fun to be had.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I liked that episode a lot.
Yeah, Gaddafi was a good one. I definitely looked over that one when I was looking through the list. That one was, now that you brought up, like, I feel like probably some of the most, like, in-depth, like, research that we had. Also maybe just because there was, like, so much on that fucking guy. But it was, that one was pretty easy to do, and it came together really well. Yeah.
Speaking of Henry VIII, I'm pretty sure one of Cody's least favorite moments is on that episode, where I did the roast of Henry VIII.
Oh, my God, that was so fucking awful. Like...
A Comedy Central roast. I love that
episode, and I just like I know you tried so hard on it, and I wanted to love it, and I just like I've never disliked a baby so much more than like your little comedy baby there.
I know. Every time I try to get experimental, Cody was the fucking stepdad in the situation, just shutting me down.
There was a moment.
Your dreams are stupid.
In the Gaddafi episode, one of my favorite parts was Cody. You were explaining how Gaddafi got put in a like an ice box to be preserved, and then kind of berated and you know, shown to the public and stuff. And CJ used the analogy that he was Walt Disney'd. Which puts a very different picture in my head, but still one that I really enjoyed.
You got Walted?
You got Walt Disney'd. And in my head, I was thinking of Gaddafi in this like human-sized freezer.
I think it was more like a meat freezer, but yeah. One thing I'm notorious for is like not really listening to these episodes after we record them. So like when CJ had proposed, like, oh, let's look up like our favorite parts, and I was like, parts? Like, I gotta go back and listen? Like, no. But that actually reminded me of one though. Because I really enjoyed it. Like in the moment we were doing the Khomeini episode. The complete opposite of Gaddafi's funeral, which was Khomeini's funeral, which was like the complete rock star funeral of like these people who fucking loved him so much that they ripped his coffin apart and like started like yanking his body out. But it like it wasn't a violent thing. Like they just like wanted his clothes and they like stripped him naked and like it was fucking bananas. And then you've got like Gaddafi who was like being stabbed in the butt. And like,
right,
because everyone fucking hated him. Like the difference between, like, I think we did Khomeini not that long after Gaddafi. Like six episodes, but still, like, it was just, that like the difference between those two was just like really weird.
Well, yeah, because so season four was Khomeini, and I really enjoyed that episode. And again, the correction corner piece I just treated as 10 minutes of me getting to do like journalistic research and really enjoying the kind of John Oliver approach that I really wanted it to come across as.
Mm-hmm. which you thoroughly nailed, to be honest.
The few Correction Corner ones I listened to, it was just like had the perfect John Oliver vibe to it. And I was just like,
oh,
okay.
Guys, that's like, okay, I'm done. I can see you later. I can officially retire. But the season 4 episode that I enjoyed the most was the fact that you guys let me reveal to the listeners that I had recently found out that I was related to Edward I.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool because I think we threw it in there after we had planned the season.
Yeah, I remember CJ. You didn't bring that up until after we already planned out the episode. Then CJ texted me like right before we were recording it that like you found that out, and I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It definitely came like later on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a terrible, terrible person to be related to.
Yeah, but I mean,
we're all related to a lot of terrible people. Don't worry about that. Yes,
yeah. We're all white. Like, there's a lot of terrible people. Yeah. Like,
three white guys. We got some skeletons in our closet for sure, buddy.
Yeah.
True.
I was sorry, like before, like just to backtrack to the come anyone. I was also really like happy about that episode until CJ said that we might be assassinated or something, like, or we might have like a hit put out on us, and I was like, oh, I don't like this episode anymore.
Well, I mean, like when I was going through it, I was like, I was lost in the moment of like recording this and like doing the research and like saying whatever comes freely, because like I like that platform that we have with each other.
Yeah.
But then like when I was looking into it afterwards, I was like, oh, people have died for saying bad things about these people.
Yeah.
And it really kind of struck a chord with me. I was like, oh, you know, like words do have power, and like, you know, a lot of people really like this person, even though what they did we disagree with, you know, wholeheartedly, but it still brought like this weird kind of reality to the situation. It's like, oh fuck, the wrong person might listen to this and get the wrong idea of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it could be a thing.
Could be. Luckily it wasn't. I don't think we're that important, but
like, I mean, even with, you know, journalists regarding like North Korea and stuff like that, like, yeah, North Korean defectors that have become journalists have been targeted, and yep, people have died from that kind of stuff. So,
well, yeah, that actually leads me perfectly onto my favorite episode from season 5 was definitely the Keeping Up with the Kims.
Keeping Up with the Kims.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Which I know that we didn't use that title when we posted it, but I thought that was still.
I thought that was a missed opportunity. But
no. Well, though, if you look at the episode description, I definitely went with that description. Yeah,
that's true. I thought that was definitely my favorite episode of season 5, because I think it was the second or third episode we had all recorded together, if you included Jack the Ripper as the season finale of season 4. And I just thought we really hit a stride by tackling like each one of them per person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of established the rapport and like the back and forth and some of the fun. Like I think we tackled some pretty heavy stuff at times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think the episodes that were a little bit more fun and a little bit more loose were the ones where we felt like we could be ourselves.
The best ones are about people who make their people believe stupid shit, like with the Kims. Like when I think I did I forget which one I did. I did the second one. CJ did the grandfather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the father, and then
and
you
did the latest one.
But it's when they like when the father like you wants people everyone to believe that he was born on a mountain surrounded by like samurai or whatever, like with a unicorn shitting out a double rainbow. And it's like, dude, like you're making this way too easy. Like way too easy.
If you want to hear the episode description here, I'll read a little excerpt from it for you. This week on Keeping Up with the Kims, the drama continues in Pyongyang when Kim Il-sung gets arrested by the Soviet Union. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-il plays a perfect round of golf and Kim Jong-un shows off his stunning state-mandated haircut.
Anyone that doesn't read the podcast episode descriptions, they're definitely missing out, because the I know that you spend time writing those, CJ, and like you you put a lot of, like, the humor in them is genuinely very funny.
Thank you. I appreciate
They're good.
It.
They're good.
They're good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, his haircut, I think Kim Jong-un is called Ambitious.
Ambitious, yeah.
Yeah, Ambitious, yeah.
And it's definitely, it's on that poster in every barbershop of like, it's always option 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
You know what, if somebody came up to me and told me my haircut was ambitious, I wouldn't take it as a compliment.
Right? It's obviously bad. It's like telling me like, oh, that was very bold.
Yeah, that was ambitious. All right, I'll see you later.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Yeah,
but I don't know. What about you? What about you, CJ? What's I feel like you haven't. I feel like we've been going off the same two things for a while.
Like my favorite parts.
Yeah.
I think I go back pretty far in a couple of them. So it might be kind of hard to remember, but I think definitely one of my favorite ones, just not the episode itself, just the experience, was going to the Holocaust Museum with you, going to the Museum of Tolerance. Cool.
Yeah.
And doing kind of like, it was almost like a travel episode where I thought it was such a fun day we had together. Like, you know, we had, we learned a lot. We kind of explored it. We took it really seriously. And then we got to like go out afterwards and like, you know, have lunch and like, you know, have a couple drinks and talk about our experience. And that was just like an overall fun day. Like it was an educational day. It was a humbling day. And we also got like buzzed, so like I mean, what fucking better day is that? Like,
yeah,
there's no better day. And getting to talk about it afterwards and like taking notes while we were there, and like I think I don't want to say it was a missed opportunity because it's really too late to say that, but to do more travel episodes would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, I know that was the original plan that we had in the beginning, but then like it just never came to fruition.
Yeah, well, it just kept getting like harder and harder to schedule recording, and like,
yeah, and then 2020 happened and we couldn't really travel, so
yeah, and then and then we couldn't record together for a lot of them, you know. Yeah. we had a social distance, and like, so yeah, I mean, that's true, the universe definitely put the kibosh on that you know, that idea.
Yeah,
but you know, I thought, yeah, so I just thought that would have been cooler to explore the idea of more, but it was still like one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, that was I really liked that one too. Speaking of that, like, that was speaking of the Holocaust, one of my favorite episodes, and the feedback after it was actually the Cherkashian episode, the quote-unquote not the first, because we did the first Holocaust, that was the Armenian genocide, but then the Cherkashian one was also, you know, on that level too. But that episode was just, I think it was like the first one I felt like we did like a shit ton of research on. And I felt really like good about that one. And then like the feedback that we got was so 50-50.
Right.
Like, we got that one comment that was so angry at us. Mm-hmm. For making light of it and like being really upset that like I still don't really know what side she was coming from,
right,
but it just seemed like it was very good. And then there was the other one, the actual like Cherkashian lady who was very, very happy the fact that like two random people on the West Coast actually like covered it, even on like whatever platform we had, and was like super down and like gave us like more insight, and like that was like just super, super cool. Like
the second one was so interesting because she taught us how to pronounce Cherkasia properly.
Yeah, because we mispronounced it on the entire episode.
Because you have to do the CH sound at the beginning.
Yeah,
Cherkassian. Yeah, and then I continued contacting her on Instagram, and she left like a lot of voice memos and just like a lot of cool, like she was like, hey, if you want to learn more, go to this website or read this book. You know, and always like really thankful, like thanks so much for doing the research. And
then
you're so right, like the contrast is the first one that was like, damn you devil dogs.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I feel like she may have been Russian, maybe that's why she got mad, like
maybe. But then like we responded and we were like, we're so sorry, we didn't mean to offend you in any way, it's just like we're still learning about this topic. If you have any other, like if you have some corrections, please tell us. And then her response was like, it's too late for that.
Yeah, she's like, you'll pay for what you've done. And I was like, oh,
she was like, what's happened has happened. It's fucked, right?
Yeah, she was not a fan.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was a good one. Like that definitely got me, like like gave me like reason to like keep doing it.
Yeah. It's like when you get that, you're like, okay, we're on the right track. Like we're doing something here.
Yeah. But the girl, the girl who had like the positive, she was just super nice and super helpful. And like, you know, went above and beyond just to like, you know, help educate us, which was the whole reason we were doing this, because we wanted to like learn about it. She was just super cool. So
yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, you want to go with another one?
I feel like Cody hasn't said any yet. Unless I'm mistaken. Like,
I did, well, I just brought up that one.
Literally just one.
I still got a few. I still got a few because I'm saving some for like later, because I know we're going to take a break here at some point, and I didn't want to like just rifle through all of them.
I like the round robin though. Let's see if we could do like the one-one-one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, so to go a little further back before I join the podcast, like you guys crushed Genghis Khan, you know, that was
yeah, that episode crushed everything.
And I think numbers wise, you know, or listens and across the platforms, that's one of the highest that you guys have, or we, you know, Justice Time Machine has had from a viewership or audience.
It's definitely like the highest. Yeah
that was a really good episode. And I think kind of like what I liked most about that episode was the way that you really broke it down and made it very digestible, because everybody knows Genghis Khan. So like, you know, going in, it's a name that's going to have some pull. It's something that people are going to, you know, have some kind of knowledge about prior to, but then there was a lot of new information, certainly for me at least. And I, I thought that episode was one of the most solid from the very early seasons.
That's so, Mark, you have no idea how helpful that is, because that's the only episode that I've listened to twice.
Really?
Just to figure out why people like it. Like, I never understood, because I was like, and Cody, we've talked about this. Yeah. It's like, it's not really much different from the other ones. I think I think it's a little less goofball for sure.
Yeah.
It's a little less goofy, but Mark, thanks for clearing that up, because it's always been kind of that big question mark for me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Sorry, go ahead, Cody.
Oh no, I feel like also Mark also like said, like at the bottom line too, it is a name that everyone knows. Like, it is very like, you know, when you're going through a podcast for the first time, you're trying to look for a relatable topic that you kind of can recognize, like just to dip your toe in. Like, Genghis Khan is definitely a name that people recognize, and I feel like that probably had a contributing factor in it as well. You know, just the name itself is kind of clickbait, at least for people like with an interest in history. So
oh, bless you.
Yeah. Did that pick up?
Yeah, I did.
I covered my mic, sorry.
No, it's okay. What were you gonna say before
that? I'm allergic, Mark, to bullshit, Mark.
Compliments.
I'm allergic to warm-heartedness.
No, I think that's what it was. It's just that it was and we talked about this, like, you know, between seasons and stuff, but the episodes when shit was a little bit more straightforward were the ones that we always, I think at least, kind of felt the best about, when there wasn't all of this conjecture, when the topic wasn't perhaps as subjective as others. And I know, again, we used to talk about how the more recent episodes in terms of, you know, timeline were some of the more difficult, because there was perhaps topics that were still being discussed. History has a tendency of repeating itself. And on that note, one of the episodes that I felt very proud of, for different reasons, not because I thought it was particularly funny, or not because I thought that it was you know, necessarily the best you know, like culturally, in terms of, you know, us bouncing off of one another and stuff, but was Darfur, because I thought Darfur episode was a slog. Like, we all hated ourselves at the end of it.
It's a good one with a bet. Yeah, I mean, it sucked to do.
But it was I think one of the like real challenges of the podcast at times was genuinely discussing these shit parts of history.
Yeah.
There was a lot of times like that, like where you know, I would text Cody just like, I don't like this. Like, I don't want to do it. Like, can we yeah. like do an episode? Can we do like an episode on Disneyland or something like that? Well, like, this is just ridiculous.
Speaking of that, there's one episode that everyone felt the exact same way. And like, it's like the worst episode we ever did. Like, mm-hmm. no one fucking liked it. Like, everyone. And that was the British Pet Massacre.
Like, oh my God.
No one fucking wanted to talk about that one. No one wanted to listen to it. And I mm-hmm. don't blame them, but like, that one fucking sucked.
That one did suck. And that was a weird recording time too, because we recorded it at your place hungover.
Yeah.
We recorded it like at 10 a.m., like stinking a whiskey.
Yeah.
And then we had to talk about it
in the beginning. We didn't want to do it in the first place, but like, we'd already done it. Like,
yeah.
Well, statistically speaking, I think it's the shortest Justice Time Machine mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah, it's only, I'm looking at it right now, it's only 44 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we fucking cut and run on that one, dude. Yeah. Get in and get out.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know, what's your next one, CJ?
Well, let's, you want to take a little break? And then we'll
I was going to say, okay, yeah, what do you think? I was just trying to finish, like, what, like, one circle of the round robin, and then I was going to take a break. But we can go now.
Oh, okay, no, I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah. So another big favorite of mine is it's almost a two-parter, and it's the Nanking Massacre transitioning into Unit 731. And it's a favorite because of, first of all, it was a fan's idea. Unit 731 was a fan idea.
That was a suggestion, yeah.
And I thought that was really cool that we actually took a fan's idea, which I think it's the first and only time that's happened. And then
I think it was too. Yeah, I think it was the only one we got.
Yeah, and then it getting to explore, you know, what happened, and then also this part.
CJ, you
muted yourself.
What's up?
You muted yourself. Like mid-sentence.
Okay, you can hear me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's the most. I got a phone call. That's why. It's the most we've ever learned about a specific area, a specific point of time, and a specific circumstance. And I think that the fan gave us the opportunity to get that knowledge, and that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. And also, like, I mean, cool, quote unquote, as in, mm-hmm. like, also kind of hate that person for making me read all of that. Mm-hmm. But... No, it was a great suggestion, but also kind of because, like, after doing Nanking, I was just like, Nanking was one of the lowest points in like human fucking shittery that we had ever covered. Like, and then I was like, oh, it can get worse. And then it's like, oh, yeah, now we can talk about just the people behind it and like why that, like, it even got to that point. Because they were very closely connected. Like, it was during the same time frame. And, you know, in Unit 731, like, it was Unit 731 that did Nanking, wasn't it? If I remember right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
So it's like, it was just more.
It was that unit in particular that did the worst of what was happening on that compound.
Yeah. So it was just a whole other hour plus of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess it's weird to say that that's like one of my favorites because you're right. That is like the lowest of the low of like human depravity. And it's like, probably one of the grossest ones we've done.
Yeah, that one got gross
because it got really gross and like really gory. And but then again, it was one of the ones that like I felt like proud of us to like go out of our comfort zone, in a way, and put ourselves in a situation that's uncomfortable and still come out with an episode that I thought was really well thoroughly researched, like really respectful, and then also somehow had a few laughs in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was definitely, that was one where it was like, it was around then, I think, where we had to like apologize, like, hey, like we laughed because we're uncomfortable. Like, I feel like it was around then that we like put that out there, but like that, I mean, that still holds true. Cause both those episodes were very uncomfortable. Like none of that shit was funny. But
and then again, I fucking never heard of this thing.
Yeah, before, at all.
Before
at all.
Getting, you know, involved in this podcast.
Had you heard about it before, Mark, before we did it?
No. And that was a heavy episode, but it was really well kind of orchestrated on your guys' behalf.
yeah, it did come to, it came together, I guess, as great as it could.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with more. All right. Bye. There we go. Okay.
She's
fighting back. I don't know.
Yeah. I like how you talked so much noise on her earlier, and as soon as she didn't show up, you missed her.
You fucking jinxed it. You literally said, like, after we ended, like, what if she starts, like, fucking going rogue? And then now I'm, like, clicking shit, and she's like, mm-mm.
It's because she listens, Cody. No, no, she listens to what you say
her. Naughty, naughty.
It's like in Jurassic Park when they try to hack into the thing and it's that fat guy like
you didn't say the magic word.
No.
Fucking Newman.
That was Newman. Love him. Yeah.
Newman and Samuel Jackson. He's motherfucker. Yeah. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
All right, where were we? Great.
Who's going? Time. I think
it's my turn.
I think, yeah, go for it.
Let's see. I had a list. One of my favorite ones. Okay, so Mark, forgive me. I don't remember what episode you started on with the Corrections Corner. Do you remember what episode you started on?
It was the first episode of season 3, which was Attila the Hun.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, so then I think this was before. But one of my favorite episodes, and I think this is because, like, it was very gross and, like, there was a lot going on, but it's one of those really cool stories that's almost like it doesn't seem real, but I fucking loved the Elizabeth Bathory episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love
that. That was a good one.
Though that story was awful. Like, those poor girls and everything, but, like, it feels so mythical that, like, it was easier to detach. But that episode
We called it the Blood Bathory.
The Blood Bathory, yeah. That episode was, I really liked that one. That was like 5 episodes before you joined, Mark.
Yes, that was season 2, right?
Yes, because that was the season that ended with Albert Fish.
Which was also another really great episode.
Yeah, but that guy felt too real, and I fucked that guy. Like, I didn't want to talk about him and him putting fucking rose stems up his penis and being a fucking weirdo. Like, at least Elizabeth Bathory, like, I just felt like she was a vampire. And it felt cool.
Yeah.
It was like
long enough in history for it to be more mythos than true story, kind of. Yeah.
Like, if anytime we did an episode where it went back to, like, the 1400s and there was, like, 17 Alfonsos involved, like, I didn't feel bad. But
do you feel like, in general, I mean, this is just kind of an open question. I almost feel like we should have stuck to that more, like the old stuff. It might have taken a lot of the pressure away.
Yeah, I think those were the ones I think were the funnest. And they came, I think they came easier because, like, there was that detachment and didn't feel so prevalent. I feel like all the episodes we did, I feel like they were good, but except for, like, the British Pet Massacre and, like, no one really liked the Lake Nyos one. Which I thought was really interesting, but
yeah, that one was a tough one though. Too.
It was a natural disaster thing, which is kind of different. But maybe we could have peppered in the more recent ones a little bit, like, more sporadically and kept to like the 15th century a little bit more. That probably would have, I don't know, maybe been better. But I feel like that's then it gets kind of hard to, like, find.
Well, there was a time too where it's like, oh, let's not do that episode because we've already done something in that territory or something like that. And we were like, let's try to explore the globe as much as possible.
Yeah.
And that doing that really limited what we could do as well.
Yeah. And I think that's the reason we wanted to expand was because, like, for a while there, we were getting really stuck in, like, freaking, like, Portugal to freaking Italy.
Right.
And it was literally like everyone's second cousin and they were all named Alfonso and it was getting really freaking muddled. Like,
right. But we drew so many connections. I think that was kind of a fun part though, because, like, going on the next episode and being able to draw connections to the previous one was kind of cool.
That was fun. I think it was it the Bathory one where, like, seven different things ended up connecting.
I think so.
There was one where we were like, and this person,
I remember you, there was one episode, Cody, where it felt like you drew multiple connections to 5 or 6 previous episodes.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was.
Like you were kind of stood looking at a wall with a red line of twine.
And it was Charlie Day. And I was
like, yeah, Pepe Sylvia.
Yeah, who the fuck is Pepe? Like,
not yeah, only do these people exist, they all are asking for their mail.
I definitely felt like that in that moment, because when I was doing the research, I was like, wait a minute. Like, and then I said nothing of it to CJ beforehand, because I was like, this is so exciting.
God, what was it? I feel like I want to know which one that was.
I don't remember which one it was, but everything just came together and I was like, oh fuck yes. Like,
I think so to your good. Point, the ones like I was immediately thinking of the Vlad the Impaler episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you guys so courteously left it to me to describe how he was impaling his victims. You're like, Mark, you can take it from here. Because yeah. I remember like when I was doing the correction corner, I was listening to the entire episode that you guys had recorded, making notes, like writing things down, thinking of, you know, bits that I also wanted to include. And then there would be some episodes where you would kind of tee me up for something specific.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fun because it, you know, took my research in a certain direction or whatever. But that one, I remember being like, these sons of bitches have left me with an absolute mountain to climb here. But it was also a fun episode though.
Yeah. That was what actually one thing I missed the most, like, as much as like fun as we had, like having the three of us actually be able to record and like get a different opinion. Like I just missed being able to yell Mark. Fix it.
Yeah, I would listen out for that. It would be like, right here, Mark, right here.
Right here.
We have a gap.
Yeah. Like, we also have, like, do someone, that with, like I would say something to you, be like, are you sure about that? I'm like, no.
Mark. Yeah, we would do it for things like uninvolved with the podcast as well, like personal disagreements we had.
We'd be like,
Mark, yeah, stepping on this one.
Yeah.
I miss that, but
I was kind of a part participant of the podcast, but also an adjudicator.
Yes.
Right. Well, like Mark, I think Mark, your evolution came so naturally to like becoming a part of the podcast too. Where it's like, okay, correction corner. Okay, Cody and I need more than just corrections on this one. And then, okay, why don't you just fucking be on it?
Yeah. Yeah, the transition happened pretty nicely. Like,
yeah.
It did. It was fun to start doing the recordings together, even though with the time difference and schedule conflicts, it was always kind of tough to find the time. But I think, you know, maybe it, this is a good time to put a pin in things and, you know, a natural kind of conclusion in some respects, because the world is reopening again. We're all being, you know, so many different things are now being expected of us, which was, it was a lot easier during 2020, you know, and I'm really grateful for this podcast during 2020 because it gave me something to kind of take my mind off of everything. Like every week I had this to look forward to and to like riff with you guys. And
that was the great thing about Twitter. Was like we powered through episodes. Like we were like, nothing fucking mattered. We were just like fucking getting done left and right. And that's one thing I want. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Mark. But
No.
One thing I wanted everyone to understand was like a lot of like the reason we're doing this, like it is scheduling. Like scheduling sucks. Like, especially like Mark said it perfectly, like everything's reopening, things are getting more back to normal, like it's getting difficult, and like the time frame, like the time it does get, it does cause a factor. We all still love doing it, like that's why I said, like, you know, we might be back, but like it's just we have less time, like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, we might, I mean, who knows, like some of it we might be back on a different platform altogether, kind of,
yeah,
thing too,
maybe,
you know,
like
because like to kind of to segue into like one, it's not a favorite part that I wrote down or anything or like plan to talk about, but like I think like even just talking about like season 6, like where Mark you were fully on, like some of my favorite parts of that season were just not even the episode in general, and it was just like the beginning, like the frustration areas or like the annoyances kind of stuff, and just like riffing with each other. I think we had a really good repartee, like a really good banter.
Yeah.
And I to have maybe like a podcast in the future where the pressure of not having to make sure that we don't, you know, end up assassinated would be really great. Like to try to like to take off that weight off our shoulders and just be able to riff with each other, I think we can get a lot of good content out.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would be something definitely possible in the future.
Yeah,
because it was always fun.
Yeah,
right.
You know, we're even doing it now. Like that's what this episode is.
Yeah, and also during 2020 and then the last season, there was just so much stuff that we had mapped out at the beginning of the season that then mm-hmm. ended up being weirdly correlated and eerily connected.
Yeah, last season was mm-hmm. oddly topical
to everything that was happening. And yeah. you know, we found ourselves, I think, treading very careful, you know, social tight ropes to make sure that we didn't fuck up mm-hmm. and you know, and say something, do something that we would have later regretted, because that's the whole thing of having a podcast, is that we each have a lot to say. We all like sharing our opinions. But then when you are talking about subject matters that, like you said, Cody, are now topical, it throws a bit of a wrench in the works,
because yeah.
you can't be as loosey-goosey with that type of stuff.
No, yeah, you can't be as, you know, yeah, like loose-lipped with, you know, race riots and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. That'll be more than just sinking ships with yeah. those loose lips.
So to kind of like throw a wrench in the Red Robin round, I actually had two questions I wanted to ask you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just to get like it over. I know we've talked about a lot of episodes, but and you know, some the answer to this might be an episode we've already talked about, but I wanted like a general answer, a definitive answer to a question. Mm-hmm. I've got three questions total, but I'm gonna go with the first two for now. One, and Mark, like I know you weren't on for a lot of it, so like, you know, even from a listener perspective for you, mm-hmm. but what is the one episode that gave you guys like the biggest headache? Like the biggest, like, I fucking don't want to do this. This episode sucks. Like, but we're gonna do it anyway. Like, which episode was the biggest pain in the ass?
CJ, do you want to go first?
That's like such a good question.
Because I have an answer if you guys want me to start. But
well, they were all in their own way a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
but nothing that would no pain that would supersede the fun or the enjoyment of it of recording with you guys.
No, yeah, nothing like that. Just like the topic itself, like, and like I say, like, if you guys want to say anything, like, I have my own answer for this.
Right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
so
like, kick us off.
For me, it was Chernobyl. I did not like having to fucking learn nuclear physics mm-hmm. in fucking like 8 hours. Like,
but you knocked that one out of the fucking park, Cody.
I'm not saying I never said I did bad.
Oh,
I would never say that. But I hated it all the same.
Right. Well, I guess no compliment necessary. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm fine. But okay. No, like, just like the research part of it alone, like, I literally like was very like Charlie Day-ing it, like trying to put all the things together. I was like, wait, what the fuck does this chemical do to this? Like, I never stood up so much while doing research and like taking a lap. And I was just like, I don't know science. Like, this is not my job. Like,
I do remember your frustrations.
That episode was tough. It was just tough to fucking explain. And I don't feel like I fucking hit the mark at all. Like,
no,
I think I did it fine in the episode, but like, not actually, like, if a nuclear physicist listened to us, they'd be like,
yeah.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about at all. Like,
yeah, I felt that same way. The episode that gave me the most headache was the China floods.
Mm.
Oh, really?
I was thinking that same thing too, Mark.
Really?
I mean, I have a different one, but the China floods was super fucking frustrating.
Frustrating, okay.
And if I'm honest, I think it was the one episode that I felt, and maybe I'm saying this because of what I'm about to say, but like, it was the one episode I felt the most disconnected from, mm-hmm. that I'm I feel like I'm very empathetic and very capable of like getting into the mindset of like whatever the episode's topic was about. And I love history, of course. That's why I was, you know, a part of this. And the China floods to me just, I couldn't get passionate about it.
I really liked that episode. Weird.
I think Mark, like, okay, so first of all, there's like 1,000 floods to research.
Okay.
That was
Like, there was just one in 2020, for Christ's sakes. Like, there, it goes all the way back to 1931, and there's like one a year until 2020. So it, that was a frustrating part of it. And then, like, I don't think I had the disconnection, but I was like, where do I find the point in something that just like has no regard for having a point? Like, it just, it's shitty and it happens all the time and it's such a fucking hard solution. I think the problem was that like there's no clear solution to this problem.
True. Yeah.
With everything else, with everything else, it's like, oh, you know, like fucking the serial killers stop serial killing, like perfect, done. Like, you know, like it's like China floods, it's like there's like one year and it's unfucking stoppable, and it was frustrating. It was like, there's no light at the end of this tunnel. It's just going to keep happening and it's going to keep sucking forever.
Okay. Fair point. So you guys are both going with the same answer?
No, CJ, well, you said you had a different one.
Yeah, mine was Trail of Tears, like for sure. Oh,
okay.
It wasn't because sifting through the bullshit was really frustrating.
Yeah.
Sifting through the history texts and like trying to find, you know, trying to find true answers and real answers and what actually happened was really frustrating, because if you go back in history, there's very few accounts on what they fucking did to the people while they were traveling.
No one fucking talks about it.
And what they did to the people while they were forced to evacuate their homes. And it's basically about, it's just about them traveling rather than like the hardship that they faced being forced to travel.
Yeah.
And when I looked at the paper, when I looked at these articles, they would show the figures like this X amount of people died, X amount of people relocated, and X amount of people still stay there. But it was so hard to find, well, what'd you actually fucking do to make that happen?
Yeah.
Like, what'd you do to these people? Like, what happened? And like, the history texts are so like fucking whitewashed that you just can't find a real answer in there.
But I think there was one point in there that you nailed it, and I thought like it was my favorite point that you had in it was the difference between how many people died during it versus how many people died when they did the trail on their own.
Right.
And like that to me, like that said everything. I was like, holy shit! Like it was like fucking thousand. It basically was a difference of like fucking 10 to 1,
like
yeah,
and or 100 to 1 actually, but. That enough was for me was like, oh, so if we're doing it without you fucking forcing it with a knife to our fucking back, in our back, like right. with food, we're fine. Like, you obviously murdered us. Like,
exactly. And then that's not made clear.
No, that's like, not clear anywhere.
And then like what? Like we have to read between the lines? Like, go fuck yourself. Like, yeah. Where's the honesty?
No,
where's
I'm not.
Where's the accountability?
True.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good question, Cody.
Yeah. Ready for question number two?
Yeah.
So question number two, it's a kind of on the same line, but opposite. Was there an episode that surprised you with how much you enjoyed it? And not enjoy it like because of the topic. Yeah, the topics are bad. I get that. But like the research actually ended up being way more interesting than maybe you thought. The episode itself came together a lot better than you thought. Like you thought it was gonna be a shit show from the start and it didn't.
I have one that comes to mind straight away, and that was the Jonestown Massacre episode.
Oh, okay.
God, that was so much fucking fun.
I thought it was so terrible, boring as shit.
Like, yeah,
it wasn't. But
I was kind of like going into it again. One of those episodes you've heard of the Jonestown Massacre. You know something about it, and then the more that I did research, the more I was like, oh shit, there was just so many different connecting dots.
Yeah.
You know, within the moment and outside of the moment from a historical standpoint. Those are the episodes I enjoyed the most, where it was like we talked about a particular topic and subject, but then you know, every now and then took a step back to look at the historical context of what was happening as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this was at a certain period of history where, like, I think it was in the Jonestown Massacre episode, there was like so much Cold War stuff going on at that point, at the same time, that it really just like kind of caught my imagination and I became kind of fascinated with it.
Yeah. It was a weird episode. I definitely was not on board for that episode in the beginning, because I was like, this has been done 1,000 times. To me, it felt like doing Manson.
I remember hitting you up, Cody, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so upset we're not doing this one in person, because like when I was doing the research for it, like I just like my pen was flowing.
Yeah,
I was like,
no, you were all on that one.
This was like so interesting. I think like,
in the beginning of us doing them over Zoom too, like, which was kind of weird at first.
But yeah, and I was like, I remember being like really upset we didn't get to do it in person, because I think we could have had a really good time with it. I mean, it's, God, I feel so bad saying that. I know it's fucking horrible, but like,
yeah,
you know my position on like false prophets. Like, I think they're the fucking scourge of the earth.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's my least favorite person in the world is like an evangelical preacher or something like that. Oh, like,
right there with you. They're
I think, yeah. Like the bottom of the barrel, and yeah. I think we could have fucking torn this guy to fucking shreds if we were in the same room.
Especially one who pretends to be Native American.
Yeah, exactly.
So, was that Mark? That was your answer, right? That was Jonestown.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Do you have one, CJ, or you want me to go?
Yeah, no, I think the Salem witch trials I really enjoyed.
Oh, I loved that one. That one was so much fun.
Yeah, I liked doing that one, because I think.
You were hesitant about it at first, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing here. Like.
Yeah, but that was the answer to the question. I was like, wow, there's so much more here that we get to talk about.
Yeah.
And like the personal accounts that you, Cody, covered, like, I thought was really, really cool. And I don't know. That one just has like, that one resonates with me. Well,
I really liked that one because we did it differently. We didn't, it was a different formula. Like, we just went over, like, we went over the basic of the Salem witch trials, but then we also went over like firsthand accounts, pop culture references, like all sorts of, like, we just went over like how big this topic actually is, not just breaking down like, and the day they died, they had oats for breakfast. And then like, you know, like, I thought, yeah, that one was fun.
Yeah, people still have oats for breakfast a lot.
Yeah. I mean, my great grandpa before he died, he still really liked having porridge.
Yeah, that's like
cheese.
That's
one of those, he was really the head cheese.
It's one of those breakfasts that just don't die, huh? Oatmeal.
Oats. Yeah, Brenda eats oatmeal a lot, actually.
Yeah, keeps you regular,
healthy.
I actually just watched. Speaking of Salem Witch Trials, I know we talked about this. I actually just watched The Autopsy of Jane Doe again. Because that movie's fucking awesome, and I don't know if you've seen it.
I think I've seen that.
Really? Oh, dude, it's a Netflix one. It's a reference to the Salem Witch. I won't spoil it, but it has a reference to the Salem Witch Trials. It's who's in it? It's Emile Hirsch, and I always forget his name, but he's like in everything. He's the dad of the daughter in The Ring.
Tamara's father. He does the McDonald's commercials now. He's the voice of the McDonald's jingle now.
Is he?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's also the king in the movie Troy. He's King Agamemnon. I always forget his fucking name. I've seen him 1,000 times. It's him and his son Emil Hirsch, who are morticians, and they're doing an autopsy on this Jane Doe, and shit just starts getting fucking weird.
Okay.
All throughout, it's so good.
I'm gonna add that to the list.
Yeah, it's really good. Without saying more, it's nice.
Are you thinking of Brian Cox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian Cox, okay. Cool.
He is one of those people that shows up in everything.
Yeah, he's great. So my answer to this one, I think is really random, but I actually really enjoyed this one. Was Bhopal.
Oh yeah.
I thought Bhopal was really interesting because it was the first one we did where I was like, I've never fucking heard of this ever. And it wasn't like a massacre, it wasn't a war, it was a chemical spill that was just so weirdly like there was something so weird about, like, it was just a chemical spill in the middle of the night that just like suffocated people, and like it's still affecting the area to this day. Like, and like, it just, and then it hit like corporate cover up, like, corporate denial, like lack of accountability, like, and just, you know, the just spurred by my corporate hatred of like everything I hate about the entire globe. But
that one had a lot of storytelling too, I think, which was really cool.
Like, and there was like a really good firsthand account of like what happened that night from a survivor. Like, I was really surprised. I thought that one was gonna be really hard, and then I was like, oh shit, this is really, really intense. Like, there's no direct like culprit except for the company, but like the chemical itself was just like it gave us everything. Like,
yeah, if we were gonna put that episode, if we're gonna like read the transcript back or something like that, it would read like a fucking Dateline episode. It would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There was so much suspense and like storytelling and like, oh, that was that guy, like, yeah, like, like big reveals. Like, it was so good.
Yeah. And then Chris Hansen with his fucking weird quotes, like, and they took their last breath. Like,
Like Keith Morrison.
Keith Morrison. What did I say? Chris Hansen? Isn't that the guy, the Catch a Predator guy?
Yeah.
What was saying,
murdered.
I was thinking of questions to ask you guys as well. So it's funny you came up with some. And I was thinking of, you know, topics that we didn't cover and like where we could have gone in another, you know, in the next season. And obviously, like, mapping the seasons out was always really fun, and that was
fun,
you know, like something in of itself. And I was racking my brains when we wrapped season 5, you know, what could we bring to the table in the next season? And like, similar to what you just mentioned, which is why it kind of spurred me, but like Bhopal, and I felt like we could have maybe done a bit more on either like natural disasters or you know, like we obviously did Chernobyl.
Pompeii was fun.
We did Pompeii, but like from a oil spill perspective, like there's obviously been some, you know, and the corporate hatred again kind of got me going. But like, there, you know, there are other things that have happened from you know, nuclear meltdowns in Japan, and then, you know, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico and things like that, that I thought could have been not lighter because of the horrible environmental impact of those things, but you know, worth dissecting. And when there's a big horrible corporation involved, like a Lex Luthor type situation, it's so much easier to just be like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Wait, so are you asking like what episodes we still wanted to do? Like,
so yeah, I guess, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you because I know you had a third question. So
no, it was
Oh, really?
It was that. Yeah.
Shut up, really?
My third question was, what episodes did you guys still want to do? Like, oh. So you fucking nailed it.
Yay.
Mark, you always seem to like get ahead in the weirdest way. Like, I don't remember what it was before, but there was like one episode where you like predicted, oh no, it was when you were mapping on an season. And you and CJ had like 7 of the same fucking, like, in the same order.
That was weird. That was
Cody. You need to check your apartment for like nanny cams or something like that.
Seriously, dude. Like, dude, I'm getting real weird. My manager said something the other day that I literally had said to myself before coming to work, and I was like, "What the fuck is in my apartment? Like,
get out of my brain."
My immediate thought whenever that happens in my life is always that I'm actually on the Truman Show.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's someone's fucking watching. That was my third question. Was episodes that we, you know, kind of like had in our bank that we always wanted to do. I don't know, Mark. Did you want to kick it off, or did you have one?
Yeah. So I think I was thinking of things like I said, the oil spill, but another avenue that we like touched upon a little bit but didn't go full hog with was kind of things like the yellow fever in Philadelphia that took place in like the late 1700s, or like smallpox outbreaks.
I know all that.
So like kind of going down the biological you know, like disease and that sort of thing, which after 2020 could have felt a little, again, too close to home.
Well, we did get a suggestion once to cover COVID, and I remember replying to them, and I was like, not yet.
Right. Or we could have done like the Spanish flu, or yeah, like a smallpox outbreak. I think there was a really bad one in Boston in the 1800s. And then, like I said, there was a yellow fever in Philadelphia. So that kind of, like you were saying, Pompeii, more natural disasters, more kind of biological type yeah. stuff, I think could have eased the social anxieties of
the mass
some of the
murder.
Boy, that, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, other than that, like nothing. We talked about Mao, I think, every season.
We never did it.
And we never did Mao.
Because we tried, and it was like, and then we fuck, because we added him to the list of one, and then we got to him, and we were like, oh, fuck this. Like, it's just, it was too much.
Yeah.
We never did him?
No, we cut it.
We added him like three seasons in a row, I think.
Yeah.
And then cut him. We cut it every time.
Well, there's your episode 69 right there.
Yeah. No, but like, so when it comes to like that kind of stuff, like, I know after Nyos, we kind of steered away from like natural disasters because people just weren't feeling it because there was like no one to blame. Even though Nyos was like cool, like, a fucking lake exploded. I thought that was really fucking cool.
You're right.
But, are you okay, CJ?
Fine.
Fine. Fucking
move on.
Passed out.
Go on. Go on, Cody. Go.
I think my only fear was like, yeah, and I thought of like doing like, you know, biological, like, you know, like outbreaks and stuff like that was not knowing enough to explain the virology of it and like actually get behind the science. That always like steered me off of it. But I do wish, yeah, like you said, like we had gone a little bit more after like big corporate cover up type things, like would have been cool. But again, like they're harder to find. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah. I kind of, I don't know. I wanted to
Mao?
Go like, no, it's not. It's definitely not Mao. Cause I thought we did him. I thought we did him. So. No. Could have sworn we did on like season two or some shit.
No, we literally had just added him to the last season. And then we all messaged each other and we're just like, this is too fucking much. Like,
yeah.
Because also, yeah, also think... the initial thing you start learning when you research him is like, everyone fucking loved him. Like,
yeah. So yeah, if I was gonna pick one, something that I really, really wanted to do, I don't think I ever mentioned it, but I always wanted to do like the depression, like the Great Depression. I thought would have been really cool to cover.
Okay.
And also like transition into like the subprime mortgage crisis. Like like you kind of like, well, kind of like, you know, like when the economy goes south, kind of like more of like an economical episode, because I mean, one, that's what I went to school for. And two, I think it's really interesting. So I think the Great Depression, like the gold standard and like, you know, the stock market crash and stuff like that, that would have been kind of cool to cover.
Go ahead. No, I was thinking of like, that could have been a cool, like then and now kind of episode of like Great Depression and then the Big Short, you know, like something along those lines. I would never have thought of like a financial.
I never would have gone that route. Like, never.
I think, because it wasn't really ours. It wasn't our gambit. Right. You know, it wasn't our scheme. You know, nobody, well, a lot of people died, but nobody was like killed. And there's,
yeah,
like,
a lot of people died,
you know,
like as a byproduct.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And it wasn't horror movie enough for our podcast.
What I was gonna say was, to be honest, I thought I was gonna be able to guess the two of yours, and I couldn't have been more off.
What'd you guess?
Well, for Mark, I thought he was gonna go with the Boer War because we never actually did it, and he really wanted to. It actually came up twice.
It did.
And then for CJ, I thought it was going to be the one we, because we had this on one list and we cut it. It was going to be I forget what the title of it was, but it was the shit against the Aboriginals in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Because you really wanted to do that one.
Yeah. But like how they all got pushed back into the bush.
But I was totally wrong. So.
Yeah. That was on the list.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why did
I don't remember why we cut it, but
I don't remember either.
That was slated for season 5, and we were already doing the LA race riots and the Tulsa massacre. And I think it was like the episode was becoming very like we were focusing on periods of history that were very racially, you know, obviously charged. Driven. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's why we did. But to your point, I did keep bringing up the Boer War, but then we did Cecil Rhodes, which was your idea, Cody, and like that kind of.
That's right. I guess I kind of covered it.
Like, that satiated my desire to kind of go scrambling through.
Cecil's a piece of shit. So. Yeah.
And I loved that episode, actually. I really
was a good one. I forgot about, I just kind of forget about a fucker named Cecil. But,
right. it was a cunt compromise.
Yeah. for me, you know, okay, it's funny. So like, I thought of that question and I didn't really have an answer until recently. Because all along, like, I only came up with options when we were planning out the seasons. I never really had, like, one, like, in the back of my mind that I always wanted, except for the Trail of Tears, which we did, and that was an awesome two-parter, because then we did Andrew Jackson, and that fucking shit. But recently, things that I've been listening to and have been coming to light actually did create an episode that I was like, oh, that would be cool to do one day, and it kind of continues with the Trail of Tears, is the shit going on in Canada right now with the discovery of the mass grave sites.
Like all the kids like buried on Catholic church sites.
These Catholic like indigenous church, like schools where they were forced to live and starve and died in the masses and then were buried. Like they literally were finding graves of like 700 bodies. Like I, like after starting to learn about that, I just thought it would be fucking is nuts.
Yeah.
Did you see that image of like the front doors of that church like painted with like, you know, fake blood?
No, I haven't looked up any images of this because
somebody like very graffiti, like I don't want to say graffiti, but somebody like, you know, made an artistic and political statement on this like on the facade of a church by like throwing fake blood all over the doors.
What should I Google? I'm gonna Google it right now.
Catholic church blood doors.
Okay. I mean, that'll probably get it. Blood doors.
1 billion results. No, I'm just kidding.
let's see. I mean, it was like 31 million, but
I'll try to find it later and I'll send it to you.
I really want. I'm getting a lot of Catholic church with red doors, but
don't Google Catholic church back doors because we know that they love a back door.
Yeah.
God damn it.
No. Was it like against like the Native American like or like indigenous people?
No,
or?
it was against the Catholic Church. It was like a statement against like, you know, you guys covered up so much death. Oh, like gotcha, go fuck gotcha. Yourselves. Yeah. And a lot of the blood stains represented like hands kind of thing. Ooh, like blood hands, you know, like looking like trying to get out kind of thing.
That's an album cover right there.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll keep trying to look it up for you though.
Yeah, try to find. I figure we'd take one more break and then you know, come back for a third part, like final part. Did you guys want to take a quick break and then come back with any last thoughts and everything?
Give this a Viking funeral.
Yeah. Set
on fire. A funeral pyre.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back in a blaze.
To Valhalla.
To Valhalla. All right. See you guys in a bit. All right.
Welcome back.
We're back for the final time.
We're back for the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. That probably just made it really sad. We're back for the last time of a indefinite hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. What everyone wishes their dad said before he left.
Daddy?
Daddy?
Papa! Daddy? Bible! Papa!
Okay, so CJ, what did you want to bring us in with?
Well, I just wanted to say, like, my favorite of all time episode.
Okay.
And it was number one with a bullet, hands down, Jack the Ripper.
Oh, okay. Yes, it wasn't the same one that I said. Okay, cool.
Okay. Jack, it's on a lot of different levels. So it was Mark's very first episode, which I thought was really, really cool.
That's right.
Yes.
Mark's first full episode, full part episode, which I thought was really cool. I think the energy behind it was super fun. I think the cadence and like the tempo was like super riffy. And like, I think that was one of the episodes where we played off each other like so much, and we were just like laughing so hard.
Yeah.
It
was also the first time I got to do the gore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And maybe that was it, because like, you know, I always hated doing the gory parts.
Yeah.
And well, not hated, but it was always like a little bit of a mountain to climb.
You got a weak tummy.
Yeah. TJ could say it. So yeah, it was an episode that just allowed for the apex of fun with it being Mark's first, Cody getting to cover the gore, which you like to play around in.
Smash, 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 smash.
And then me get to covering it. And then yeah, like a little puppy playing like around. A
blood pool party.
Yeah. Blood orgy.
Blood orgy, yay.
And then I got to do like some history, and I saw it was my favorite. It was just something where in recent history that made me kind of like, when we hung up the phone, I was like, God, I had a good time with that. That was fun.
Yeah.
That
was a
really good one. It was almost like going to like, it was like we went out like to like a concert together or something, and like walking away from it just was like, that was such a fucking cool experience.
That one was really cool. And I really liked how, like, for Mark's part, it wasn't like, it was more like the legacy of Jack the Ripper, like, oh, like this is the aftermath, because like it's like there's so much mystery behind it that it really was worth covering the legacy of Jack the Ripper,
right?
Which was really cool. Like, yeah, that one came together, I think, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the one that we wanted to cover for a long time.
It was, yeah, it was on the docket for quite some time, and I just think with like, I don't know, it's the puzzle pieces were just perfect. That episode like between the three of us was just like kind of made to happen. Yeah, so I'm glad Mark was there for it, and like it was, I'm glad that was something we all got to do together.
Yeah, thanks, man. Do you want to go next, Mark, or
no, you go.
Okay. So I literally just scrolling through, and I saw this episode, and it literally just hit a point with me, and I was really hoping this wasn't the one that CJ picked, and luckily it wasn't. But I think one of my, maybe if not like my ultimate all-time favorite, because it was the one I felt like we got to fucking rip someone apart so fucking hard that like, I didn't think was gonna happen, because I was very confused when CJ picked it, was Christopher Columbus.
That guy ended up being
the biggest piece of shit like that I never knew about, and it was so much fun.
Oh, we tore that fucker to shreds, dude.
Like, when you were like, oh, let's do Columbus, like, I heard he sucks, and I was like, how from who? Like, I was so confused.
Literally from everybody.
It culminated in a really fucking like cool time where like right before we recorded it, I watched an episode of Destination Truth, which is fucking amazing. I love that fucking show. And he covered Christopher Columbus, but didn't talk about how much he sucked, but I learned more. I was like, okay, this has to happen. Like, it was good. And there was like mystery around him. Like, no one knows where his body is. Like, probably because it's fucking just dirt by now, because no one fucking liked him. Like, it was.
What was that guy's name?
I don't know.
But Josh Gates. Josh Gates.
I fucking love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What is that on Netflix, Hulu? Or?
They have a season of it on Hulu, but I think it just got removed. Because I think Hulu lost their deal with the Travel Channel. So I don't think it's on anything right now, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is really weird, because that show is awesome, because he tracks down like the, doesn't matter if it's like, you know, where's Columbus? Oh, fuck, a chupacabra. Like he's all over the place. I love that guy. He's great.
It would be like if our first podcast Redacted and our new podcast Justice Time Machine like got together and won almost.
Yeah.
And they did like a little bit of history and then like a little bit of like cryptozoology and stuff.
It's great. His episodes are so, because like he'll literally do an episode like, let's go hunt for Nazi gold, and then the next episode it's like, have you seen this fucking island of dolls with these blinky babies? Like,
blinky babies.
Oh,
Cody and I used to hang out in my dad's garage and watch scary videos, and the
play Family Feud.
and play Family Feud a lot. And there was this one episode, there's one clip of Destination Truth where they go to an island of dolls and the baby literally blinks.
Yeah. And you ever see that part?
No, dude, like everything you're saying right now is horrifying.
Baby blinkies and
baby blinkies.
He literally is like staring at this doll. He's like, if this doll fucking blinks, I'm gonna shit my pants. And it fucking just like dink.
It's the scariest thing ever.
It's so fucking good. Like, yeah,
I'll check it out.
Baby blinkies.
Oh yeah, that kept me up for days.
Maybe don't search baby blinkies, like that might get you weird shit.
Mark all five. The clip, I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to get arrested for searching certain things.
No, just like for some reason, when CJ and I saw it, we like scooted back in the chairs, and we were just like, baby blinkies. but yeah, Columbus. That's my
Oh, here you go. One. Mark, just search Destination Truth Doll Blink and it comes up.
Doll Blink. Okay.
Perfect. Destination Truth Doll Blink.
It's not, I don't think it's probably not as like intense as like we make it sound, but like it's scary. Like
when you're in your early 20s drunk in a garage, it's pretty fucking terrifying.
Yeah, and someone says this doll better not blink and it's like, well, fuck you.
So I don't have another like episode per se, but what I was gonna kind of say was just my favorite things about the two of you being on the podcast. So like kind of
okay,
a little bit more anecdotal, I suppose. But so I thought I would start with CJ. So like my favorite thing about CJ doing this podcast with you, Siege. Obviously, we came into this, you know, having been very close friends here in New York, and that was the introduction. But like the whole time that we were friends, I've like never really seen you lose your cool. Like you're always, you know, either very chilled out or very kind of like mild mannered and super kind of composed. The thing that struck me the most when we started doing this was just how heated and how into it and how upset that you would get by some of the subjects, which is completely understandable, and it's not like unusual or you know, unreasonable, but it kind of really struck me. I was like, holy shit, I've known this guy for so long, and I've like got drunk with this guy, and we've gone to concerts and we've gone to ball games, and I've never seen him get this animated about anything, you know. And there was that one time I think you like took your shirt off because you just couldn't stand the feeling of cotton against your skin. And so
CJ
gets
heated on two things, and that's when someone offends someone he cares about, or like the downtrodden of the innocent.
Right. That's true, actually. There was that one time that you 100% had my back on a subway train and defended me. But, you know, it was cool to learn something new about someone I thought I knew, you know, almost entirely, right? And that was, you know, just... it was just always fun, and like I knew this, like, sense of humor wise we were always going to have fun, and that we, you know, clearly clicked and everything. And then for you, Cody, the really fun part of all of this was coming into this and not knowing you at all, and and now I feel like because of the podcast and the introduction that CJ made, I've gained a new friend, man. That's how I feel. Like it's
awesome, same.
You know, we're kind of like putting a pin in this, but like I know that if I'm in LA or if you guys are in New York, like, and we've said this before, and it's, you know, it's a shame that there's these like this whole middle of America between the three of us. that we would just be hanging out all the time if there wasn't.
Were you supposed to pop this month?
I think if it's going to happen, it's going to be a little bit closer to maybe the end of August or something. But it's definitely on the cards. I want to meet you in person, that's for sure. But and I think just from a more podcast perspective, you always had like a really great sense of like leadership And
suck it, CJ.
No, I think CJ would agree.
I agree with Mark.
Second,
Cody, I never wanted to be at the helm, buddy.
Okay.
No, but like you kind of like rallied the troops. You kind of, you know, led the process a lot of the time, and yeah, I think, you know, considering that there was three of us in the later season, you guys, you know, you made me feel super welcome and super accepted. So that was. That was like one of my favorite things in general about the two of you and about, you know, being a part of this.
That was awesome. Thanks, dude. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that was really nice, Mark. Thank you.
And well, now I have to return the favor. So, no, but I, no,
compliment us, Cody. Yeah, give it to me. Tell me why you love me, Cody.
It definitely was this just about Mark, but, no, I think, like, CJ, I don't need to tell you, fuck, you shut the fuck up. But no, I mean, obviously, like, when you came into it, and like I've said before, like, I don't ever listen to fucking any of it. So, like, I didn't even know, like, I knew, like, what you were doing, but, like, I didn't know, like, how you were doing any of it for, like, the longest time. And I know, like, you guys always give me shit for it. I'm like, I'm sure it's fine. Like, I'm sure it's fine.
Sure, it's great.
And then I finally listened to one. I don't remember which episode it was, but I finally listened to one, and I definitely was like, immediately was like, blown away with like how, like, well you wrapped up each episode, and like it was just always very like I felt like I was sitting down with like a professor, like, and like being told like, you did good. You did real good on this.
Like, it's a solid B+.
Yeah, solid B+. Good for you. But let me tell you what you missed. And like, and I always felt like, even though, yes, like part of it was a recap, like I was still learning something out of it, which I thought was really cool. And like, I totally get how awkward it is to record on your own, because I did that once for a Christmas one. And it was me staring at a spot where I thought CJ would be sitting. And I was like talking to a chair. It's fucking weird, but like, you definitely, like, it came together and it worked. And then like having you on the podcast, I think, like, you know, we definitely found that stride where, like, because I think at first, like, it was, I think, hard for me and CJ to get a third person in there, and like find that room for everyone to have their moment. But I think it only took like one episode. And then it all kind of just like fell into place, and it was perfect. And like we said before, like, you know, this one may be ending, but I think there's definitely, like, you know, whatever we decide to do next, I think is like, we've already got a formula for it, which I think is awesome.
Agreed. Yeah, that's I don't know, and that makes me feel good. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, of course. And CJ, you're pretty. So.
No. Yeah, we all know I'm the looks. That's for sure.
Yep. no, but I always appreciated like your passion, like Mark said, like your passion for it, like, you know, especially when it is something that's super, super serious. Like, I know that I can tend to be like, I'm not empathetic at all, and I can tend to just be like, okay, we're gonna read now, shut the fuck up, I'm reading, I'm gonna like give you body counts, and you're like, no, this sucks, these are people, and I'm like, oh yeah, sorry, they're people. So I think you always bring like a really good like humanity back to it, which I think is, you know, a really good balance to my narcissism. Like,
thanks, man.
Yeah.
I think this is, it's like weird. It's kind of interesting because we have like three different people from three completely different backgrounds in three different areas of the world, two of which have never met, and the other two, you know, have known each other a long time in two different facets. Like, it's weird to have us come together so naturally, so like, you know, he's so connected and like so on the same page. Like, like the only word I can think of is like the Yiddish word kismet. Like, you know, it's destiny, fate, like, you know, God's will. Like, it's something that's really rare to have such a cohesive dynamic for all of us to just fit in so well to get together. Like, there were so many times on this podcast where Cody picked up exactly where I wanted him to pick up on without me having to say it.
That happened a lot.
I would literally stop my research, and the next line and the next paragraph, it would be Cody going like, okay, well, here we go. And that's like exactly what I wanted him to say. Like, and that's like exactly where I wanted the pod, like what direction I wanted the narrative to go in. So I think like what we had, even though it wasn't, you know, as big as we thought it was going to be, or as popular as we thought it was going to be, for as long as we thought it was going to be, I thought what we had, while it did last, was one of the most like magical and kismet experiences that I've had the honor of being with.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
It's
like you both said, it's, you know, this lightning in a bottle kind of feeling. And if it's not just his time machine, it could be something else. And you know, Cody, you said it, like, it's the formula is kind of down pat. And CJ, you're absolutely right. It was this weird, you know, I don't know, if people ever considered this or took time to think about it, but we would obviously plan out the episodes, and we would say, okay, you know, Cody, you're taking the introduction, CJ, you're taking the middle, Mark, you're taking the end. But we then didn't really sort of lay out any kind of lines in the sand as to say, well, this is when my section will end, and therefore this is when the middle begins. Yeah. And it just kind of happened.
Yeah, which I think is amazing. And like you said, like we've already said, like Mark, like when you came into this, like we had never met, like I didn't even know you.
Right.
But like I trust, like when CJ brought up, he's like, oh, I, you know, my buddy Mark, like from New York, like he would be a really great addition to this. Like I knew that CJ wouldn't suggest someone who wouldn't be on the same wavelength. So I was just like, okay, like,
right.
Like I wasn't like, fine. Like, cause like CJ would never bring someone and be like, yeah, like Cody might like this guy. Like he's right, a little right. weird, but he like, I don't know. It's like, that was even a thought, like he would have never even brought it up. So like it was almost guaranteed to work this, like from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I don't think, you know, if Mark, you kind of got on something good there. I wish the people understood like how much of this is improvisational.
Yeah. it's almost remarkable to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So if this doesn't work out, we should have an improv troupe, basically.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, I mean, look, you know, we're all going to go on and like we were saying, the world is reopening, things are seemingly improving for a lot of people out there, for us included. And you know, this podcast was a culmination of a lot of like hard work, of wanting to have fun, of also just being passionate about history, which we are all in our own right. And we're going to continue to have the friendship piece of it, of course. I like foresee us doing a kind of a Beatles moment and like playing on a random rooftop in like a year or so's time.
Yeah.
Well, then which one of us is going to get shot by a super fan?
Who's the one that's always forgotten who just like is
Ringo?
Yeah. Can I be Ringo? Like,
I mean, he's going to outlive them all. So
exactly. No, I think, there's, yeah, this one, you know, is, you know, like Mark said, we're putting a pin in it, but there's something in, you know, to come. Like nothing's planned out yet, but I think that it's just inevitable that something's gonna come of this. And you know, also to let people know too, like for the people who weren't the biggest fans of us, if they still hung around and like we're like, oh, these guys are kind of like, you know, dummies, but we still did put in the hours. Like we did improv a lot, but like, you know, the research for these, as limited as you may think that it was on some points, but like the research was sacrificed lunch breaks and hours squeezed into in between shifts. And like, we tried our best to like get research done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes the night before, sometimes days in advance, like, but you know, and then like CJ said, like sometimes like, and then shit would still just fall into place. Like, we would do notes for 3 days, not talk, and then all of a sudden everything fucking just fit like a perfect puzzle. And we're like, oh, good thing that fucking worked. except for the time that we all did, like, well, I did research on different riots than you fuckers did. But like, and no one told me until we fucking got on the call.
So funny.
But we still pulled that episode out.
But we still made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every episode after that, Cody would ask, what decade are we talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
You fucking idiot.
You're the idiot. You guys are the fucking idiots. We said LA race riots and you fuckers typed in Rodney King. Two different decades.
That was awesome though.
That episode actually came together really well.
Like, oh yeah, that was a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna miss this. This is I'm glad that we did this kind of like maybe it's a farewell to Justice Time Machine, or you know what, or yeah. if it's something we revisit down the line. But it looks different. I don't know, but yeah, it was a blast, and I was like I said, privileged to be a part of it. And
and the people that follow us, you know, on a weekly basis, like they, you know, this is why we wanted to do this, like to say goodbye, or you know, so like see you later, you know, instead of just like, you know, like we did with Redacted, where Redacted just kind of got ended. I didn't want to like just leave people like what the fuck, like, you know, wanted to give them an explanation and, you know, our thoughts on all of it, which I think was, you know, at least we could do, because we, you know, we don't have this without anybody following us. So, right. Yeah. And who knows? Thanks. I don't know. Like maybe we'll still get together every few weeks and say hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to everybody that gave us a shot, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. It was, when somebody tells me to listen to their podcast, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, buddy. But there's a lot of people out there that actually fucking listen. So
we appreciate
even that. That's a big commitment. So thanks for listening to our art.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, guys. Well,
what's the should I say, like, you have my axe or something like that?
Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I mean, follow us still sword. If you want, but
you
like,
have my axe.
See you on the other side.
See you Good on night. The flippity flip.
On the flippity flop. All right, guys. I'm Cody.
I'm CJ.
And I'm Mark.
All right. Bye bye.